Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today on Continuous Country, K95.5. We're back after this. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Winfield Solutions has established two answer plot locations with winter wheat and winter canola in Oklahoma for you to check over the entire growth cycle of the 2013 crop. Cropland has helped lead the way in establishing winter canola in the southern plains, and you'll be able to see their varieties perform under various seed treatment, herbicide, and fertilization options at the answer plot locations, one near Kingfisher and the other near Apache. Winfield Solutions and Cropland by Winfield, offering you high-yielding choices and winter canola production.
He's currently the vice chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, but by the end of the meeting in Tampa, the Cattle Industry Convention in Tampa in early February, he'll be the new chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. We're talking about Weldon Wynn from the state of Arkansas. Had the opportunity to catch up with him at this year's American Farm Bureau Convention and Trade Show at the CBB booth. According to Weldon Wynn, one of the challenges of the checkoff right now, and they're seeing that once again in this new fiscal year that started back on the 1st of October, trying to do more with fewer beef checkoff dollars than ever before.
We've done that and done it well. Our staffs work on that daily. And we're going to have to continue to do better at that. But we do need to look at, if you got more money, you can do many things. We've got different folks that are trying their hardest to make sure that the checkoff dollar is spent as wise as it possibly can. You know for sure that our advertising dollar has dropped quite a bit, but we're doing it in different ways. And we've got companies that's working with us that are taking up the slack.
Weldon Wynn says there's some real checkoff success stories, starting with a look overseas.
Oh, I'm especially pleased about our export markets. The export market is really, really working in our country. That's the top of my list is that. The next thing we're coming out with new research. Research in the cattle industry is, education research is where it's at. And we have to have that. The consumer today, more so than I've ever seen, and I've got a lot of years in this, but more so than I've ever seen, they're more interested in what we're doing, the way we're doing it, how it's going to benefit them, if it's healthy, and this is what we're spending our dollars on.
At the end of the day, as you talk to producers that aren't intimately involved with the details of the checkoff, some of your neighbors, folks that you meet at places like this convention here, what is your one take home for them about the checkoff?
The one check, one thing that I do take home, and I've had all day long people right here at this desk, they're coming in and they're wondering if we're doing good or if we're not. 99% of them say that we're pleased with the checkoff that I've talked to this day, and I've talked to a lot of them. They want to make sure that they're contributing something that the consumer then will be benefiting from. These older folks, the younger folks that are in this cattle industry, they want to see this thing progress and progress well. And this is the way we've got to do it, is through the checkoff.
Currently the vice chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board from Arkansas, Weldon Wynn, visited with us at the 2013 American Farm Bureau Convention. He was at the CBB booth at the trade show. You've got the Beef Buzz. I'm Ron.
Don't miss Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30 p.m., selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls. Also, 20 bred Hereford females, some with calves. For more information, call them today at 580-552-1555. And to see the catalog online, just go to dvauction.com. Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Reporting from Nashville, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.